Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, today I should like to meditate a little upon probably the primary symbol of Christian life, faith, and presence. Meditation that is prompted by the coming feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross on September the 14th. This feast day began to be celebrated in great earnest with the discovery of the true cross that is attributed to Saint Helena, who came to Jerusalem there to search for the historical reminders of the origin of the Christian faith and the life of Jesus Christ. But although the finding of the true cross may have been the occasion for this feast day, it is not the entirety of the cause for it. This feast day is celebrated to remind all Christians that the very center and heart of our faith is the dying and rising of Jesus Christ. And the producing of a sign that would mark all Christians. The sign is used commonly among all Christians, and especially Catholics. Unfortunately, in our own time, the sign has become so familiar that it is often simply reduced to a piece of jewelry, no longer a symbol of personal, individual faith, but something that is worn. But for Christians, this sign of the cross must be taken very seriously. When Catholics enter a church, they will, with holy water, make the sign of the cross on their body, and marking the whole of our existence with that sign. And we began our prayer with the sign of the cross, and maintaining that in that cross we do all things in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And making that sign of the cross is a pledge of our commitment to the reality of that sign. But it is important for us to understand more deeply what the sign of the cross means. I think the history of that sign went through an extraordinary transformation. Among the Romans, the cross was a sign of degradation, an instrument of execution. In fact, so dreadful was this sign among the Romans that in polite society you simply did not mention it. Crucifixion was referred to obliquely as the supreme punishment. It was a punishment that was designated for rebels, for traitors, and for the worst of thieves. But in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that sign was utterly transfigured. And as we looked upon the cross, we saw that in that sign was an indication of God's supreme love, of an ultimate sacrifice, of a desire on the part of God to take on our human condition even sin and death, and to destroy their power over us. And whereas for the ancient Romans, the sign of the cross was a sign of degradation, of defeat, of humiliation, for Christians, it became a sign of hope. For in that cross, we will conquer. We can conquer sin and death. We can conquer fear. We can conquer hatred and understand the power of the loving forgiveness of God. It is interesting that when we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, we begin by considering a scene from the Old Testament. It is a scene in which Moses is constantly beset by the Israelites while they were spending those 40 years in the desert. And so persistent were the complaints about how much the Israelites have lost by coming out of Egypt, of how difficult the experience of the Exodus had become, that Moses, overwhelmed by the complaints, just prayed to God to be delivered from this people. But God instructed Moses to cure their problems in an interesting way. Tired of their complaints, God sent among them serpents who would bite and sicken the people, almost as if the serpents became a sign of their own complaint and their own self-pity and how it would sicken their souls and minds. But then when the people cried out to God for deliverance from the serpents, God told Moses, make an image of the serpent, raise it high, and whoever looks upon that serpent will be cured. Rather an interesting remedy for the problem. But in fact, a very interesting point is made. For in the same fashion, that image of the serpent was a sign to the people of their own faithfulness, of their own complaint, their own loss of trust and confidence in God. And simultaneously, it was the source of cure. In a very extraordinary way, the sign of the cross is a function in the same way. In fact, Jesus himself once said, just as the serpent was raised in the desert, so also will, when the Son of Man is raised up, draw all to himself. And in that scene on Calvary, in the death on the cross, we had both a sign of our own misery, our sinfulness, the terrible consequences of disobedience, infidelity, and hatred. And at the same time, it was a sign of overcoming these and the power of the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. So that the sign of the cross that we celebrate in the exaltation of the Holy Cross on Friday is a sign of victory. It is a medicine given to us to recover from helplessness, to recover from darkness and the consequences of sin. And this sign of victory comes not through power and might, as perhaps the world might consider victory, but through love, forgiveness, and hope. And therefore, when Christians make the sign of the cross, when we begin all of our prayer with that marvelous sign, we are really saying to ourselves and to the world, it is in the cross of Jesus Christ that we hope. It is in his cross that we find victory, that we find the promise of everlasting life fulfilled in the victory over death. It's also an occasion for all of us when we make the sign of the cross to remember that virtue of humility before God's will and his love. It is, I think, a way by which, as we sign our bodies, we should consecrate our hearts and our souls to living the commandments of Christ, to understanding that these are given to us as a language of love rather than a simple set of laws. And in that cross, we find that the promise of renewal means an acceptance of the gift of God's love. In that acceptance, that gratitude, we make manifest through conversion and faithfulness. That sign of the cross is a sign of love, forgiveness, and profound hope. And let us restore that sign of the cross as a way by which to proclaim to the whole world the love of God, the power of his grace, and the great promise that it opens before us.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.